Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Medical providers say Chicago's officials could have done a lot more to prevent the recent measles cases at one of the largest migrant shelters in the city. Stephanie Leo is a pediatrician at Alivio Medical Center near the shelter in the Pilsen neighborhood. She says health screenings happen there occasionally, but not as frequently as they should when thousands of people are living in a crowded space.
The crisis is more that we are not tending to the health and safety of folks that we are trying to provide shelter to, as opposed to people are getting sick or people are bringing disease or, you know, migrants are ill.
She says more screenings would catch illnesses. City officials say they've been screening migrants who've been exposed to measles. One of the city's largest migrant shelters has had four recent cases of measles. Convicted former Chicago Alderman Edward Burke and his law license are becoming a hot issue in a tight Illinois Supreme Court race. Burke is keeping his law license despite his guilty verdict. The high court couldn't suspend it because too many justices declared conflicts of interest. Appointed Justice Joy Cunningham is on the court and the March 19th Democratic primary ballot. Her party rival, Appellate Justice Jesse Reyes, wants her to say if she was among the recusals.
She needs to let the voters know where she stands, whether or not she has recused herself and the reasons why.
But Cunningham won't say.
A convicted felon should not be practicing law in the state of Illinois, period.
They're both running for the Supreme Court seat once held by Burke's wife, Anne. The March 19th Democratic primary is a week away, and Cook County State's Attorney candidate Eileen O'Neill Burke is making her final pitch to voters. In an address at the City Club yesterday, O'Neill Burke told public officials in the crowd that she stepped down from the Illinois Appellate Court to fix the country's justice system and to make the city safer.
I love Chicago. I was born and raised on the Northwest Side. I met my husband first day, first year law school. We raised our four children here. My family's been here for generations. I'm not giving up on Chicago.
The Democrat vows to take a tough-on-crime approach to tackling gun violence and theft, but she's also keen on expanding Chicago's restorative justice apparatus. Her Democratic opponent is Clayton Harris III. Proposed legislation in Springfield could help Illinois Medicaid patients with serious mental health diagnoses get treatment more quickly. The proposal would remove the need for prior authorization when patients are prescribed drugs for conditions like schizophrenia. Patients would not have to wait for approval to get their medication. Democratic State Representative and bill sponsor Lindsay LaPointe says this will improve care after treatments in hospital settings.
So what we're talking about is getting rid of a really intense barrier at the very end of a long road of struggle to get access to basic mental health support, including psychotropic medication.
According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, it can take an average of 11 years for people to receive the right diagnosis and treatment. Something else you should know today. Real estate industry groups say they'll be taking their case to block the Bring Chicago Home referendum on next week's primary ballot to the Illinois Supreme Court. The groups want the state's high court to overturn a ruling that says voters can weigh in on the ballot question. It would increase the tax to raise money for homelessness prevention. The Building Owners and Managers Association of Chicago argues the referendum question is misleading. Early voters have already been casting ballots for the referendum question. Today's weather: it will be partly cloudy with temperatures reaching the low 60s, and tomorrow the high will dip down to the low 50s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps others find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.